On the show today, we have CEU Strategic Planning's very own Stacey Augustine and CSE Federal Credit Union's very own Stan Barnes talking about CSE Federal Credit Union winning the latest round of CDFI grants. Incredible story here. And Stacey and Stan tell us all about the process and winning these funds, and then Stan talking about how these funds are going to be used through their credit union and into their community and all the great benefits that they're going to create from it as a result of it. So just fantastic stuff here from both Stan and Stacey. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking CDFI grants, community development financial institution. Did I get it right, Stacey?
You got it.
Oh, so many acronyms, but I got that one. So anyway, but thank you so much for being on the show today. And let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is Stacey Augustine from CU Strategic Planning. Stacey, how are you?
I'm good. It's a good day.
It is a good day to be a credit union as well. And speaking of a good day to be a credit union, we have Mr. Stan Barnes from CSE Federal Credit Union right below us. Stan, how are you?
I am well, Michael. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, this is a good news broadcast because obviously the CDFI grants were recently dispersed, as you say, or awarded. I think is the more the better terminology here, and CSE was one of the proud recipients of that. But first, I want to start with you, Stacey, about the good news about your clients receiving CU Strategic Planning's clients receiving. Get this, 59% of the CDFI funds that were recently awarded. So what does this mean, not only for those credit unions, but your firm, but for CU Strategic Planning as well? This is great, great news.
I think ultimately it means we work with some pretty spectacular credit unions across the country.
But
a lot of these funds, they weren't really allocated for pandemic relief like so many of the other allocated programs were through Congress. But I think a lot of credit unions will be using it for that. Yeah. I think we've seen a lot of stories about how they will be using it to approve more loans to people who have blemished credit or maybe are relying on an ITIN or are trying to restart a small business that was really gutted by the pandemic, or maybe they're starting a second career because they lost their job because of the COVID and now they're starting in that new job they've always wanted to start, that business they've always dreamed of, or I think there's going to be a lot of rebuilding with it.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and these funds are a huge welcome to many credit unions out there and to their members as well to keep things going. And Stan, this brings me to you. So if you don't mind sharing with us how much you guys were awarded, and then like Stacey was talking about, how will these funds be used?
Well, Michael, no, I'd be more than happy to share. CSE Federal Credit Union was actually awarded $870,000.
Right on. Well done.
Based on the financial assistance grant that CU Strategic Planning helped us prepare. There are any one of 100 different places where we could deploy resources like that to do good work in our community. And one of the things that we really identified here, we took a really good look, and CU Strategic Planning helped us do this, take a really good look at our field of membership. Our primary field of membership is Stark County, right in the northeastern Ohio. And Stark County has had a rough time. We've lost a lot of pretty significant employers. Hoover Companies left a few years ago, took a lot of jobs with them. We've got the local steel companies that are scaling back. So many of those, what would have been traditional blue-collar jobs, have just kind of disappeared. And they're replaced by service jobs and different things like that. Now, fast forward with COVID coming in, certainly that's only exacerbated the whole problem. But what we see is we've got a huge percentage of our population, over two-thirds, that are considered low income. CSE has a low income designation from the NCUA. So CDFI certification was just the next step. So what we really identified is, given the fact that those blue-collar jobs have gone away, we really identified a huge need for just technical training for people to go back to school, and they need resources obviously to do that, but it takes resources. So what we intend to create is our three different loan programs. One that will provide funds for technical certifications. You know, there are programs for people to go back to school and work on bachelor's degrees and federal student loans, but if somebody wants a certificate in welding or CDL or something like that, their options are limited. So what we envision is a program that will create a loan program for technical training, and it will work just like the federal student loan grants, where the payments would be deferred during the time that they're in school or in that training, and then when they get out, they'd have a period of time to get a job and get back on their feet and improve their standard of living before they have to start repaying those loans. Okay. In addition to that, if they are already working and they want to better themselves, what we also envision is a program that will provide some income replacement while they're in school. And that's certainly a need as well. And one of the other things that we identified is that one of the keys to not only people holding on to a job, but even getting education to find a new job is transportation. Yep. And a lot of times we see this all the time with members that struggle and they purchase a used car and sooner or later it breaks down and they don't have reliable transportation. So student retention auto loans that give that will give them the opportunity to make sure they've got transportation they need to get back and forth to these training programs is critical. So we think if we can deploy those resources in those three areas, we can do an awful lot to improve not only our field of membership, but Stark County as a whole.
Yeah, that's really giving back to the community when you think about it. You know especially the education aspect of it. That's so important to take that next step or keep that momentum moving forward in your career, right?
Well, it really is, Michael, and that's really kind of part of our DNA here, because 86 years ago we were formed in a local school, a lot of credit unions.
Really?
We were school teachers credit unions. So education is really kind of at the heart of what we've always done here and who we've been. And so it's just a logical next step for us to offer something like this in our community.
Yeah, sounds such a natural move for sure.
Really is.
Stacey and Stan just talked about how you guys helped them along the way in this process. So if you could just share with us briefly, like, how did you work with CSC and helping them acquire or be awarded these funds? And just a complete success here. So can you share with us that process and what that's like?
Yeah, a little bit. What I can say is our business model is really revolves around unlocking opportunities. Unlocking opportunities for credit unions that are working with their communities to change lives, to change communities through those lives. And it's really about adopting a community development oriented business model. It's not just about grants or getting certified. It's really about that business model. And I would argue that it is a business model that is at the heart of the credit union philosophy of people helping people anyway. So it's not a big jump to adopt it. So really our business model is built around that, is really leaning into the credit union philosophy and that community development model.
Got it. And Stan, what do these funds mean, not only to your credit union, but the community you serve? Because you alluded to that a little bit in your previous response, but ultimately, what does this mean? I mean, this is just, I mean, it seems like a really nice boost or booster to what you guys are already doing.
Well, that's for sure, Michael. Clearly, it is a boost. It's a huge benefit for a community like ours. Poverty is very, we've got very high rates of poverty here in Stark County. In Canton itself, the largest municipality, about one third of those residents live in poverty.
Oh my God.
So clearly, anything that we can do to help them elevate themselves or give members the tools to elevate themselves and improve their lives is certainly something for us. Also, one of the things that we have, we see this all the time, is that when you look at those poverty statistics, they're more elevated in in households of with residents of color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so clearly for us to be able not only to help with more education, which is the key to unlocking the pathway out of poverty, but if we can help try to create a little bit more equity and inclusion in our community as well. All of those things. It's just there's so much potential here that you just can't begin to even fathom the possibilities. And Stacy hit the nail on the head. This is just so natural for a credit union, especially one like ours. Our business model for a long time has been reaching out to our community. Our board members, when we became a community charter back in 2003, they looked me in the eye and they said, if we're going to be a community charter, then we're going to serve the entire community. And that meant everybody. And we took that seriously, and that's exactly what we've done. 84% of the loans that we have are deployed here in Stark County, and 2/3 of those actually have already gone out to households that are considered low and very low income. So for us, it's just a natural next step, and we couldn't be more happy.
Well, and speaking of elevation, you know, it elevates you're helping your members elevate their lives, but it also elevates your credit union in the community as well as kind of this, as this resource, as this beacon of hope. And that helping folks get to that next step. So there's so many benefits. I mean, gosh, there's so many benefits here that we're touching on that these funds can really help again boost and get things started and get things rolling for a lot of these folks who desperately need it. So yeah,
absolutely,
excellent stuff. Yeah, and one of my last questions here, and this is to both of you, and Stan, I want to ask it to you from the Creighton perspective. What advice do you have for credit unions looking to participate in CDFI funding? I mean, what should they do? What should they do in this area to help be awarded some of these funds and use them like you guys are using them right now?
Well, I think first of all, most credit unions or all credit unions should have the same commitment to philosophy and serving the underserved and people helping people that we do here at CSE. I know a lot of them certainly do. That's first and foremost. Simply, one of the things that Stacy and her team told us here at CSE is you guys are already a CDFI, you just don't have the designation. And that was because of the way that we did business, Michael. So that really is the start. You've got to live it. And then that next step is becoming CDFI. And for us, Stacy and her team at CU Strategic Planning, having a good partner like that knows the rules and knows the things that need to be included, not only in the original application for certification, but the grant applications as well, was of a huge help for us. It put us light years ahead of someone or a credit union that isn't, or any organization that wasn't working with a consultant like them. So clearly having a good partner like Stacy and her team, I think is very important for any credit union that would want to do that. And then the other thing, you know, our resources, even with CDFI funding, credit unions' resources are still limited. So what we intend to do here is to utilize those resources and go out for that next step and then partner with some other organizations. We've already had discussions with the adult education program, with Kansas City Schools and the local technical college. And we have also already started to work with the Greater Stark County Urban League on their workforce development program. So being able, those funds have really given us the ability to really take a seat at those tables and leverage everybody's resources and really have a huge impact. So We're thrilled. We can't wait to get started.
That's fantastic. And I'm gonna pose the same question to you, Stacy, from the CU strategic planning side, because you guys talk to so many credit unions out there who are involved in this program, who have been, who have greatly benefited from this program, just as CSE is right now. What advice do you have for credit unions out there who might be on the fence in this area?
think I have two pieces of advice, a strategic advice and practical advice. I think the strategic advice is, I live by the motto, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So sometimes I see folks who want to try to use the CDFI designation or adopt a community development strategy as part of their strategic plan. And I don't see that as successful as embracing the model, because it really is a holistic model. So I think that's the strategic advice. And the practical advice is that, you know, we just kind of estimate, looking at credit unions, that probably 2/3 of credit unions in America could qualify as a CDFI. There's been a lot of attention drawn to these programs through the really large congressional appropriations last year. It's definitely raised its just noticeability, you know? So there's been a lot of articles about it, a lot of news about it. There's increased interest. Even though credit unions don't represent the majority of CDFIs in America, which are still nonprofits or non-depository loan funds, there's a lot of interest in the programs. That means that there's a lot of people applying to become, or a lot of organizations applying to become a CDFI, and the resources haven't necessarily followed for the CDFI funds. So the process has been slowed somewhat. So the best practical advice I can give is start early if you're interested in going down that road.
I was just thinking about the process that I asked you about earlier. So if a credit union does want to get involved, because this is an annual thing, right? Are these types of funds awarded more often than annual? Is it quarterly? I'm trying to remember.
The grant program that Stans Credit Union applied for is once a year. Now the CDFI fund does have other terrific programs, but a lot of credit unions participate in the financial assistance awards and technical assistance awards. And yes, that's once a year.
Okay. And so that process, you need to start, even though it's been recently awarded, you need to start now to get those wheels turning, right?
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. Okie dokie. And they can call you guys for advice on that as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Trying to help you out, Stacey. Trying to help you out. All right, guys. So anything else to wrap up? I mean, this is why I do this. I love stories like this, just success stories, and how something like this can just really trigger more programs, more benefits, all the stuff that Stan was talking about. It's just, it's very inspiring, actually, you know? And then the work that you guys do at CU Strategic Planning, Stacey, is just incredible, and how it can really spark change and spark a greater impact in these communities. So yeah, and that, having said that, anything else to wrap up, Stan? I can let you go first if you have any final words of wisdom here.
Just one more thing, Michael. You know, we're all searching, especially after COVID, we're all searching, credit unions, searching for ways to stay relevant in the marketplace, to stay relevant for our members. You've got fintechs that you're competing against and other financial institutions. So really, what better way is there for a credit union to stay relevant than to really focus on its original purpose? And that is to improve someone's quality of life through education and financial services. And that's really what we're able to do here. Not only because of the CDFI grant, that certainly is helpful, but we've embraced that business model, that philosophy, and I think our relevance for our members is only going to improve as we continue on through the years. So again, we're grateful to Stacey and her team. They've done a great job for us, and now we got to go to work, Stacey, and make it happen.
Yeah, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you wrap it up, Stacey. Any final thoughts?
Not about that. I will say that I mentioned other awards that go through Treasury. And just earlier this week, they also announced that the Emergency Capital Investment Program Awards came out. And so those will make a tremendous infusion of capital. Even those aren't grants, those are loans, secondary capital, supplemental capital to credit unions. That's going to be a tremendous infusion of capital into credit unions, helping them make a huge difference in pandemic relief.
Yeah. So there's plenty of opportunities out there. So, and you guys are pretty much the conduit for all those opportunities out there, Stacey. So great work. And Stan, thank you again for being here today and sharing your story. Yeah. Very inspiring stuff. So again.